The new Iraq is still more a theory than a reality. It's now up to the interim administration, headed by retired General Jay Garner, and a bevy of Iraqi political and religious figures to determine what the next steps will be to establish a brand new democracy in this ancient land. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us from Kuwait City. Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, Linda, thank you.
There were talks this week in makeshift tents in Nasiriyah. What's been accomplished?
Well, it's hard to say what's been accomplished. I think the language in your intro just had it right. It's a new government in making in theory. And in fact, I don't even think that the United States and the officials that are in Iraq and who are trying to organize this have a clear idea. I spoke to one of them a few days ago, and he was asked, what is the roadmap to create a new Iraqi government? And he said, we're making it up as we go along. So they held a meeting with some 80 to 100 Iraqis that they gathered from around the country and from the opposition in exile. And they sat down and they talked with them for a few hours about the key issues that Iraq is going to face in the future and the key needs that the Iraqi population have now. Essentially, they came to some agreement over some broad ideas, and they wrote them down on a piece of paper, and they agreed to meet again. But that's far from being an actual government.
I gather that some Iraqis boycotted the meeting. Tell us about them. Tell us how much that matters.
Well, certainly one of the key Iraqi opposition groups in exile, the one that's based in Iran, it's called the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. This has been an important Shia-based opposition group, and they announced before the meeting that they wouldn't participate in a conference that was headed by an American general. They will have to be included somewhere along the line because they are an important Iraqi opposition group. There were also a lot of places, especially in southern Iraq where I was, where the Shia live, that felt like they didn't have a voice yet. In Nasiriyah, there was a large demonstration of about 5,000 people. This is where the meeting was held, and people generally in the town felt that no one from Nasiriyah or from the Shia population represented them. They turned out to be that they were wrong. They just didn't know. So there is not yet a sense among Iraq's population, especially in the south, that they understand this process, that everyone is participating, that it's broad-based. And it'll be up to the United States to show that, in fact, it is, and to communicate that to the Iraqi people.
Ahmed Chalabi, who is head of a group called the Iraqi National Congress, spoke in Baghdad yesterday, predicting that a provisional government would be in place in Iraq in a matter of weeks, not months. Does he know something that the rest of the country doesn't know?
I think he knows some things that the rest of the country doesn't know, but I'm not sure that that would necessarily lead to the conclusion that a provisional government in Iraq will be established that quickly. Chalabi is a favorite of the Pentagon. He was a longtime opposition figure. He lived for decades outside of Iraq. And he is probably the most well-known figure among the Iraqi opposition. The Pentagon helped him get into Iraq, along with some of his followers. And he is clearly one of the political personalities to be taken into account now. But it's not clear what kind of power base he has within Iraq itself. I don't think he's well known among Iraq's population. And so I think that what you're hearing and seeing from Ahmed Chalabi at this point is more to put himself forward as a possible leader of Iraq than necessarily a realistic assessment of where things stand.
So what happens next?
What happens next is there'll be more meetings. At the meeting in Nasiriyah, they agreed to meet again in 10 days. A much broader-based meeting will probably have to take place in Baghdad and probably regionally. And out of that system, I think, we'll begin to see some idea of how a new Iraqi government will be formed. But it'll take some time.
NPR's Mike Schuster, speaking from Kuwait City. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome, Linda.